Last time on Georgie Girl.
Did I hurt you?
No, no, really. It was fine.
It's like that sometimes the first time. You could get better. I promise.
Oh, I love you.
You'd better go to bed. Meredith might wake up.
I'm never getting into bed with that venomous snake woman ever again.
She knew we were an adulterer and his mistress. I ran at 7. She's had a little girl, Joss.
A baby girl? Well, well.
Plain Girl knew that the birth of his daughter would change the minstrel's mind, that the willowy princess would be slim and lovely again. So Plain Girl that morning decided to tell the minstrel it was over.
Haven't you forgotten something?
What, Tristram?
Don't interrupt the fairy story, Tristram.
Shut up, Samantha.
Please, children. Very well, Tristram. I've told you that the minstrel and Plain Girl loved each other, that the willowy princess has had a baby girl. What have I missed out?
The opening titles.
Oops, sorry.
I'll do it. Part 4 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
It's impossible, Joss. You know it is. Meredith needs you now more than ever.
Look, Meredith can manage on her own with a girl. They can be little bitches together.
You can't abandon her.
Look, Meredith and me are finished. Any more tea?
She had your child 2 hours ago.
And I love you, George. I love you.
Oh, gosh, I must go.
Oh, all right, run away. Run scared. I'm giving you a chance of happiness.
Happiness? Doing this to Meredith? No, Joss. Last night was a mistake. I'm simply sex mad. Sorry.
What are you doing with that bag?
Meredith needs you, Joss. Your daughter does too.
What are you doing? Stop putting things in that bag.
I can't stay here while Meredith's away. When she and the baby get back, I'll move out properly. Peg will put me up.
Now, Meredith and me are yesterday's mashed potatoes. A cake left out in the rain.
But the baby.
I only want you.
Or, I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again, for I must have you on no one. And so I'm through with love.
Oh, crumbs, this is all my fault.
Stop. Don't bother packing. I'm going.
Where?
Who cares? Me and the double bass are walking out of your life, kid. Maybe I'll join the Foreign Legion or the YMCA. No, the Navy. At least I got friends in the Navy.
Not with double bases.
Then it's time they jolly well did. Enjoy your life. Don't give me another thought. There. That's your bag unpacked.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, it's what you want, isn't it? You don't love me. Maybe I'll get torpedoed. Be clinging in shark-infested waters to the old bow fiddle here. But as the waves swamp the base and we go down, I'll still love you.
Just stop. We can't live here together. What's the good?
I'll show you. Come to bed now.
You just want to enjoy yourself. What happens when Meredith comes home?
I'll tell her I want a divorce. We'll make arrangements for the baby. I'll marry you and live happily ever after.
Who's that?
Not Meredith with the kid already.
Probably the postman.
Ah, good morning, Peg.
Oh, no.
Have you heard anything?
What about? Oh, my dear, the things I've heard in a long life just don't bear anything about.
Plain Girl wiped her eyes as the pink blob sniffed at the door.
I saw the ambulance last night.
Yes, come in, Peg. She wants to know if we've heard anything.
And here we both are, deaf as bats.
About 11, wasn't it? Meredith looked in a state. Has it all come out all right?
You might say that.
What did she have?
A baby, strangely enough, the size of her. I was expecting an elephant.
So you two slept here alone, then?
The blob slithered a questioning look at Plain Girl.
We certainly did, like logs. Now, you're just in time for a drinky.
You've been crying.
I haven't, honestly, I was just...
Georgina says her best tears for births, though she does weep at deaths and, of course, marriages. She cried buckets at my wedding. Had I been her, I'd have laughed. Here we are, whiskey.
I don't drink.
You do this morning.
It's no good pouring it out, I don't drink. I'm teetotal.
Only those who drink will learn about the baby.
Joss, no! How much of this do I have to take?
All of it, Peg. Like this. Lovely. Go on.
I'll hold my nose. I'll think of it as medicine. It's hot.
Look, have another.
Joss, no, she'll be ill.
Oh, she's all right. You're all right, aren't you, Peg? Cheers.
What Does she have...
A girl! Isn't that sweet?
What are you going to call her? Cherry's a nice name for a little girl.
Bottoms up.
Cheers.
It's quite nice once you get used to it.
At Castle Serious Face, Plain Girl's father was blissfully unaware that a death was soon to bring about a change in his life. That morning, he and his master were going out together, and he was very happy.
Flasks. Tea's in the red, coffee in the blue. Don't worry about me slaving away here, Ted. You enjoy yourself.
This isn't a treat for me.
No.
It's part of my duties as his valet to accompany Mr. James to the races.
You've been smiling like a cat with cream all morning, whistling and smiling.
Personally, Doris, I have yet to see a cat whistling or indeed smiling.
He should be taking Mrs. Lemington. She's his wife, not you.
Ted!
Don't try to be funny, Doris. Doesn't suit you. Down here, sir!
She lies up there in that bed, thinking up ways to get on my nerves. I swear she does.
Keep away from her, I told you.
Oh, yes. Easier said than done with her ringing on that blessed call bell every 5 minutes.
She's a hypochondriac.
Them medical dictionaries of hers would turn your stomach.
Ah, there you are, Ted. Lovely day for the races, eh, Doris?
For them as a going.
Just finishing the hamper, sir.
We'll be home about 7, Doris. Cold supper will be adequate. Mrs. Lemington will want her poached fish at 6, as usual. I've left her with the bell.
Oh, Doris will see to Mrs. L, sir. Don't you worry.
Well, Ted, are you fit? I brought a pair of binoculars for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have troubled, sir. It's very kind of you. You know,
Yes, leave it all to Doris. Here we go. Can I have a seaweed tea, Doris? Yes, Mrs. L.
Far away, the willowy princess woke with her new baby by her side.
Mrs. Montgomery Jones, wake up! That's your baby crying. She has been for half an hour.
Leave me alone. Can't you see I'm asleep?
You must feed her.
You do it. Let me sleep.
Every mother has to feed her own baby every 4 hours. Haven't you read your Dr. Spock?
No, and I'm not going to. Now push off and take that squealing little monstrosity with you. Give it whatever you like. Rat poison, maybe.
She wants her mummy.
Well, I don't want her. Take it away.
Oh, I'm going to have to speak to sister.
Speak to whoever you like, dear, but don't wake me. And where's my bloody husband?
Oh, Jos, that was wonderful. I never knew it could feel so good.
Well, I told you, it gets better. No, don't move. Let me just lie here holding you.
This is very... Jolly Wax so naughty. I wonder what time it is.
I don't know. And I don't care. I love you, George.
Do you think Pegs is still asleep on the chair out there?
She wasn't sleeping. She was dead drunk.
I must go somewhere.
You've a great body, you know.
Don't. I feel embarrassed if you look at me. Where's my dressing gown?
I used to wonder what you'd look like under those baggy clothes and... Now I know.
Stop it. Like some tea. Peg. She's gone.
Good. Such smooth skin you have.
You ought to go in and see her.
Pegs.
Meredith.
Well, I'll think about it. Look, come back to bed.
I need the little girl's room.
Plain girl looked in the mirror. Mirror... Mirror on the wall. Perhaps the love of the minstrel had stopped her being ugly.
Come on, lightning pole! Come on, boy! Come on!
He's done it, Ted!
Yes! By a good length and a half! Oh, congratulations, Mr. James! That's both of them won!
Not a bad day's work. Collect our winnings and home, eh?
Pass number 15.
she loves me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a love like that, you know we should be glad. Are you?
What?
Glad. Glad you didn't go this morning.
Gosh, don't make me blush by saying how much I loved it today. If we're going to get there before visiting time is over...
Well, I don't think you should come. Not this first time.
You're right. But listen, I want a description of the baby, every detail. And remember to get Meredith flowers. New mothers like flowers from their husbands. Well, go on.
I'll be off.
Joss.
Hmm?
Put your clothes on first.
Look, come with me as far as the hospital. We'll go on somewhere after I've seen her.
You'd better rush. It's only 5 minutes to the end of visiting time.
I couldn't find the ward. Where is she?
Last bed on the right. Mr. Montgomery Jones?
Yes?
Oh, nothing.
Just down here, is it? Tom?
Sister?
Yes, Nurse Wilkins.
He's arrived. You know whose husband.
Oh, let's hope she'll be happier now he's finally turned up.
You bloody pig! You should have been here an hour ago.
Why? What happened? Well, everything's all right, isn't it?
Oh, yes. My insides feel like they've been clawed apart by red-hot pincers. My backside's an open wound. The nurses hate me. And all these soppy, fat mummies look at me as if I were dirt.
Oh, I got you some licorice all sorts.
That's all I needed. Where have you been?
Slept in.
You had a day off work?
I was up most of the night.
Huh. Well, there it is. The precious child you didn't want destroyed. Aren't you going to take a look?
Sleeping?
First time today. I think they must have drugged it. Hideous, isn't it?
Oh, all babies look a bit... Well, at first.
I should have had an abortion. I realise that now. Oh, I feel lousy.
Yeah, me too. Got a headache. You haven't got any aspirin, have you?
Not that I don't need myself.
Oh, yes, flowers. They were all I could get. The shop was just closing.
How does one go about getting a baby adopted?
What?
They won't tell me in here. I keep asking them, but they just give me the look. They hate me, Joss.
Oh, I can't let you give away my child, Meredith.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yes, I can.
I'll leave it on a doorstep if need be.
You really are a bitch.
And you're a bastard.
Could you keep your voices down, please, and moderate your language?
Mind your own business, fatty.
How dare you?
It's all right. I'm going. See you tomorrow then, darling.
Don't bother for 5 poxy minutes. And take these with you. I don't like half-dead flowers.
Did she like the flowers, Joss?
Yes, she did. They were quite a hit. She sent her love. Guessed it was your idea.
And the baby?
Oh, you know, just a baby.
Who does it look like? Has it got any hair?
You don't think I'd father a bald one, do you?
Come on, I want to know every teeny detail.
She was all wrapped up, but she looked very nice. Listen, how about a drink? There's a decent pub just over the road there.
Doris! Doris! It's like the Maris Celeste, Mr. James.
Come in here. Supper's laid out.
I can't think where she's got to. I do apologise.
It doesn't matter, Ted. We can manage it with me.
Oh, very kind, sir. 2 wins in 1 day, Mr. James. Brilliant.
It was a good day. I feel lucky. Glass of wine, Ted?
Well, I'll drink to your health, sir. I'll have something to say to her when she gets back.
Tell me, what news of Georgia?
Well, I haven't seen her, not to talk to, for a few weeks.
Oh, me neither. Are you worried? Might be ill?
Oh, hardly. Strapping girl like her. Eats like a horse.
Maybe you should check up on her.
Who, Georgina?
While I'm in France, you'll have time on your hands. Drop over to Battersea.
Has Meredith thought of a name yet?
Oh, she's thinking of Constance. Cheers.
Constance? Why?
Well, it's such a nice virtue, isn't it?
Sounds as though everything's all right, then.
Do you know, that's exactly what she said. Everything's all right.
She tells me nothing. Sometimes I wonder if she even appreciates you the way she should.
Oh, I'm sure she does. When she thinks of me.
She's a great disappointment to her mother and me.
Oh, come on, Ted.
You know, I used to dream that one day your son would marry my daughter. Of course, I knew it could never happen. We being what we are and... You being what you are. But I used to dream it all the same.
But I never had any children.
Oh, I know, sir. A tragedy for you. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. Pickled gherkin.
Thanks.
Ted! Ted!
Doris! This isn't nearly good enough.
Mrs. L's dead.
Doris, what are you saying?
Nearly dead.
It's all right, Mr. James. You finish your supper. I'll deal with this. Doris, outside.
Nearly dead. Three wins in one day.
What are the staff like? Do they seem nice?
Yes, the sister and I had a little chat. She seems very sisterly.
Does your wife have a history of mental illness, Mr. Jones?
A history of mental illness? Not that I know of. Well, she's not much of a reader.
I mean, has she suffered with mental problems?
No. She's a violinist.
Depressed?
Well, this job at the bank sometimes gets me down, but... Oh, you mean Meredith? No, I wouldn't have said so.
You see, she isn't behaving in what we call a normal fashion.
She's a bohemian.
I feel extremely concerned for baby's welfare with your wife in her present mental state.
Look, this is very interesting, but I must dash. My girlfriend's waiting for me.
But...
Yes, the staff are really taking an interest. Good old NHS, eh?
I can't wait to see little Constance.
Yes, better leave it for a day or two. I think the less excitement Meredith has, the better.
She is all right, isn't she, Joss?
Same old Meredith, I think.
Prepare yourself for a shock, Mr. James.
Is she still alive?
No, I fear not, sir. My deepest sympathies.
I heard a crash. I thought it was the cat. Up I went. There she was, on the floor.
Dear, oh dear.
That big medical dictionary was lying beside her. She'd obviously been reading it when she was took queer. Ever such a funny colour. Looked like someone's kidney.
Don't you think you should go up, sir?
Go up where?
Pay your last respects.
Is that...
You'll feel better seeing her at peace.
Well, if you think I should.
I do, Mr. James.
Will you...
Sir?
No, it's all right. I'll go alone. Where is she?
She's on her bed, just as usual.
Doris, what kind of way was that to break the news?
What are you talking about?
He had a pickled gherkin in his mouth. Mrs. Ellie's dead. He could have choked, woman. In future, you tell me things like this. Leave it to my discretion to break it to him. Poor man. Up there with his dead wife. God knows what thoughts are going through his head.
So, James... Your home at last.
Sorry, Nellie.
You never knew I was really ill, did you? Nobody did. It was my little secret. Kept it all to myself. I looked up my symptoms. If they only knew, I thought, they'll all be sorry when I'm dead. Are you, James? Look at me, James. I'm as dead as blasted mutton. James, I said, look at me.
I can't, Nellie.
Yes, you can. Just open your eyes and turn around. Don't lean against the door with them tightly shut like that. I'm dead. Have a look at what a dead wife's like.
I can't, Nellie. I've always been afraid of dead people, ever since I was a boy.
You're still a boy.
Everything all right, sir?
What? Oh, it's you, Ted.
What's wrong, sir?
Nothing. She looked very, very peaceful. Did the doctor say she'd suffered much?
He said it was very quick. Thrombosis. The heart, you know.
A quick and painless death.
Thank heavens. Poor Nellie.
He never knew what hit her.
Something hit her?
Oh, no, sir. It's just my way of putting it. It's an expression, sir.
Ah, yes. What do we do now?
Just leave everything to me. Go and put your feet up in the sitting room. The fire's on.
Thank you, Ted. And thank you for all you did too, Doris.
It was a pleasure, Mr. L.
Doris.
I'll make some tea.
Do you believe in ghosts, Ted?
No, I don't really believe in any kind of life after death, I'm afraid.
Neither do I, sir. I shan't be seeing Nellie again, then.
I shouldn't have thought so. No, sir.
Life will be
I'll get it. Dad! Gosh, what are you doing here?
I wonder myself. Let me in, then.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
What a dump. You left Mr. James' house with that smashing bedroom you had for this.
Tea?
No, thank you. I'm not here for pleasure.
Is Mum all right?
Well, no thanks to you. No, that's your flatmate.
Not really, it's... She's in hospital, Dad.
George, where are my clean white fronts? Sorry.
This is my dad. Dad, this is Joss.
Joss?
Meredith's husband. There are some draped over the immersion heat, I think.
Thanks. Excuse me.
His wife's in hospital.
She had a little girl. Isn't that nice?
All right. What's going on?
How do you mean, Dad?
Not turning up to Mrs. Elle's funeral. Men wandering around in dressing gowns.
Why are you here? You've never come near before.
Never needed to before, have I? Mr. James feels rejected, I can tell you.
James asked you to come?
Not exactly, but he has been asking about you. Why, you hadn't been home for weeks. Was you ill? No alternative but to come here, was there?
How is James?
What do you care? A second father to you he is, and you couldn't be bothered to turn up to his wife's funeral.
I'm sorry, but I was busy. I meant to send flowers.
Well, you did as far as he's concerned. I sent them in our name. Lovely ceremony. Mr. James was so brave. He never shed a tear.
That's more like it. Your daughter has been very accommodating to the wife and I. She's a gem. I'd tell them all down at the bank if it wasn't for
you
her.
You work in a bank?
Yes. Need a loan or anything?
No, thanks, no. Why aren't you there today?
On maternity leave, Mr. Parkin. I'm entitled.
Later that night, Sir Serious Face listened as Plain Girl's father reported on his visit.
He works in a bank.
What is his name, Ted?
Joss Jones. Funny name.
Joss. Yes, I remember him. He's a musician.
I thought banks must be desperate taking on a scruff like him.
So he and Georgina are living there alone while his wife is in hospital. Don't like the sound of that, Ted.
Oh, no, there's nothing to worry about. She's an unpaid servant. He's not so ugly he'd have to look twice at our George.
I think the baby needs changing, Mrs. Montgomery Jones.
Do it then, I'm reading.
What makes you think you're the one person in this ward who has the right to do nothing for their baby?
I've paid my stamp. You do it.
You are without doubt the most uncaring mother it has ever been my misfortune to meet.
Another thing, when I get out next week, I'm not taking this baby with me, so get me the adoption papers.
Hello, Meredith. Spreading joy and happiness as ever?
I'm not speaking to you.
Glad to hear it. Give me a quiet half hour, eh, sister?
I want another word with you, Mr. Montgomery Jones.
Certainly, sister, but I'm plain Mr. Jones.
Plain and stupid.
She called the vicar a bastard. How unpleasant.
She refuses to have anything at all to do with her baby. Do you know why?
Oh, why?
No, Mr. Montgomery. Mr. Jones, I'm asking you.
Oh, she's a bitch.
Well...
Look, I'm sorry, but that's the long and the short of it. God knows why she took it into her head to have it. Well, mainly it's abortion she has. Frankly, sister, I wish now I hadn't married her.
She says she wants the baby adopted. Did you know?
Yes, she told me.
What did you say?
That I wouldn't allow her to do it. But I think now it's probably the best solution.
Don't you have any feelings?
Meredith doesn't know yet, but I'm living with someone else now. I want to marry her as soon as I get a divorce from Meredith. A baby rather queers the pitch, don't you think?
I see. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'd better go and see the miserable bitch for 5 minutes, I suppose. Thanks again.
Sorry.
It's all right. Come in. I'm going.
Did you give him a good talking to, Sister Young?
If babies were only born to people who really wanted them, nurse, the world would be a better place.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it would.
They're letting her out tomorrow?
Yep. Well, we've had 2 weeks of happiness in a cruel world. That's not bad. I suggest we leave London tonight.
How would she cope without us?
But Meredith's a survivor. If the world blew away, she'd be left standing.
And baby Constance, we can't abandon her.
If there wasn't a baby, would you come away with me?
There is a baby, and I know I'll love her.
You won't?
Yes, I will.
You won't? There's no baby coming.
What do you mean, Joss?
When I went to see her yesterday, she had these papers she wanted me to sign.
What papers?
I want you to take the baby deep into the forest and kill her.
Bring me back her heart. You hear me, huntsman?
There's no need to shout.
Then just sign it.
Where did you get these?
You sign where it says father.
Just like that. You want me to sign away my own flesh and blood, just like that.
And when you've killed her, once again, I shall be the prettiest of them all.
Well, this is all very final.
That's how I want it.
You're sure?
Sign the bloody thing.
You didn't do it. Josh, you couldn't.
Plain Girl stared at her beloved minstrel's back. It was only when he turned to face her, she saw that he was indeed the huntsman, and that his hands were scarlet with blood.
I can't believe you signed away our baby.
Our baby? It's Meredith's baby.
She's punishing us. She knows.
She doesn't suspect a thing.
Well, where's the baby now? It's not too late. We must get her back. We'll adopt
her. No, Georgie, no. We want our own babies. She might be evil. I mean, she is Meredith's.
There's no such thing as an evil baby. We'll love her and make her into a beautiful princess.
The form was final. She's gone.
The poor baby was alone in the middle of the nighttime forest, abandoned, helpless, prey to whatever wild beast might cross her path. Plain Girl rode forth, determined to rescue her. The huntsman had not killed her. He had been afraid to cross the Wicked Queen and had carried her deep into the forest. Plain Girl hoped it was not too late for a hero like herself to rescue her. What do you think, Tristram?
The baby is under a tree. It'll be safe. Or in the bushes.
Well, next time you will hear how the Wicked Queen came home to the castle and how the minstrel became Jack of the Beanstalk.
Ooh.
And what Plain Girl did to rescue the baby.
I hate cliffhangers.
If you don't get that baby back, Joss, we're finished.
George, I'm going to practice.
I mean it. You're not all that's on offer.
That's it, Georgie. You tell him. That's the end of episode 4 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster. 2 more episodes to go. What's next, I wonder? Oh, a flashback to that night I took her to the Ritz. Jolly good. I like that frog.
Well, I had to dress up for my only admirer.
You're a smasher, Georgie. Shall we dance?
Charmed.
In Georgie Girl, Georgie was played by Caroline Strong, James by Kenneth Cranham, and Joss by Joe McGann. Meredith was played by Melanie Hudson, Ted by John Hollis, and Doris by Eileen Bell. Peg by Teresa Stretfield, the nurse by Cyril Jenkins, and the sister by Joanna Wake. Emily Riley played Samantha Parker-Smythe, and Jack Shute played Tristan. Georgie Girl was adapted by Joe Dunlop.
Listen, you can see it's a bad idea, letting Meredith come back here. When she finds out about George and me, she'll spoil everything. As for us adopting Meredith's brat, I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like?
What? Oh, yes, the producer was Adrian Bean.